Come again once again to you live from Birmingham, Alabama. We're discussing the truth broadcast this 27th day of October in the year of our Lord 2016. I'm your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for today's show will be Pastor James A. Dansby. We have Minister Kevin Pierce as our co-host today. And from our Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we wish God to speak truth to your hearts today. Pastor Dansby.
Thank you, Tony. God bless you. We're so happy to be here this afternoon. Praise God to discuss God's truth with you today. Before we get started, it's only proper that we ask God's blessing upon the broadcast. At this time, we will ask our brother Milton Dudley to lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. O eternal Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for this broadcast.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for your word going forth.
Yes,
for you said it shall not return void.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we pray that listening to us may hear and receive the truth of your word. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we speak it, Lord, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. We thank God again today that he allowed us to come, praise God, and sit down and to discuss God's truth with you today. Praise God. The Bible tells us that man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen. Amen. And
praise God. We believe that with all of our heart. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, mm-hmm. and the truth shall make you free. Praise God. And we always want to remember that truth is a person, not an ideology. It is a person.
That's right.
Christ himself is the way, and he is the truth. Yeah. Amen. And we believe wholeheartedly that his word should be the guiding principle, not only in our personal lives, but in this nation, in the world, totally. Praise God. And we're just here today to discuss God's word and to try to bring our lives in line with the word of God.
Amen.
And we've been discussing the evil of compromising God's truth. And we know it's a great evil when we don't take God completely at his word, but we try to finagle and try to rearrange it to fit our likes and our dislikes.
Yeah,
and
right.
We know that that is contrary to the word of God. And we've been using as a pattern for this particular broadcast in the last few weeks, the book of Exodus and the Pharaoh and the Egyptian land where God's people were incarcerated for some 430 years. And we know that God sent Moses as his emissary to go in and to set them free from that bondage that they were suffering for so many years. But now we also looked at passages of scripture where the Pharaoh himself decided that he would lay propositions before God's people. Rather than to let them go completely to serve the Lord, he decided that he would give them a few propositions that they could maybe adhere to and please God and please him at the same time. But that wasn't
not gonna work.
That didn't work too well. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And we looked at Exodus 8 and 20. I believe it was 25. It was that first one was and Pharaoh, which again Pharaoh himself, he is a symbol of the devil himself.
Mm-hmm.
And Egypt, of course, is a symbol of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to keep that in mind. But that first proposition. Compromising proposition that he brought before God's people were, it's okay for you guys to go. You know, I'm gonna give up. You can go, but just serve God in the land.
Mm.
And we found out and discussed that for a couple of weeks that that was not God's will there. God did not even recognize that proposition at all. Amen. Praise God. But today we're looking at that second one in Exodus 8:29. And in that proposition, Pharaoh says that, okay, well, you know, I'll let you people go and serve your God, but don't go too far.
Mm.
Don't go too far. That's the proposition basically we want to look at today. And because we believe that the church is so ineffective today, simply because we, the majority of church members fall into this category of those who have decided that they just won't go too far.
Amen.
Not all the way to what God has called them to do, but just won't go too far. So we want to look at that today and to discuss that part of this proposition. A lot of people in the church in the world today, they refuse to cut all the ties.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Just to cut them, you know. See, God is seeking wholehearted worshipers.
Amen.
Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul. But there are a group that decided they won't go that far.
Amen. Amen.
Falling right into the trap of the devil. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Brothers?
Yeah, well, don't God call for complete separation, Pastor.
Yes,
and we
yes.
know that. He throughout his word, he said, come out from among them.
Amen.
And be ye separate.
Yes.
God has been too clear in his word for us to ignore what he says. You
mm-hmm.
know, and he mentioned, if you love the things of the world, my love's not in you.
Oh, yes.
It's not in you. So we have to take God at his word, what he said, and stop trying to redefine and mm-hmm. tweak the things of God mm-hmm. to take them and obey them as they are written.
Yes. Okay.
The reason I think it's a problem today in the modern church is that mm-hmm. anything beyond salvation, mm-hmm. the church really doesn't encourage. The church really doesn't push the growing spiritually maturity.
Okay, yeah.
So once we get past salvation, okay, you're saved. Mm-hmm. There's really no encouragement of holiness,
yes.
of any type of separation, sacrifice, any type of maturity, any type of spiritual growth.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's why we see a lot of the straddling of the fence, like the Bible teacher here. Tony says, you know, we straddling the fence and mm-hmm. Satan owned the fence.
Yes. Yeah,
so gone. as I was growing, or as I first received Christ, I was always told to make one big decision
mm-hmm.
and then all the little decisions you don't have to make.
They'll make themselves. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So if we make one big decision to serve the Lord, then when we come into these little pockets of decisions in our lives, we already know what direction to go in.
Right. Uh-huh.
But most of us have what we call pet sins. It's just something that I'm not going to let go.
Okay.
I'm just mm-hmm. not going to go too far from the world.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was just thinking too, brothers. You know that old saying, 99 and a half.
Just won't do.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm. See, Pharaoh, he'd already told him he let him sacrifice
mm-hmm.
in the land.
Right. Right.
And then he said, but you can go, mm-hmm. but don't go too far.
Too far.
Right.
That's not enough.
It's not enough.
Amen.
99 and a half.
God sent Moses to go and get his people out.
Right.
Out.
That's right.
Not halfway out.
That's right.
He sent them to go get
Amen.
Them out completely.
Amen.
Out. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Lord want to continue to do with us. You know, and I was thinking about, you know, just, you know, as young believers, you know, mm-hmm. they have seen their elders just hanging halfway there.
That's right.
They seen them come to church on Sunday.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. when they go back home in the evening time,
different.
They have them a shot.
Mm-hmm.
They have them a drink or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the problem with so many of our churches today.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
they've been brought up under that teaching
mm-hmm.
and seeing those elders just halfway serve
yeah.
God.
Right. That's right.
Right.
That's right.
That's
well,
a
don't
good point.
That, don't,
good point.
Don't that and from the very beginning cause you to disobey the Christ's first commandment in the Great Commission.
Mm-hmm.
He said, go ye therefore and make disciples.
Yes.
That's a part of Christian growth,
mm-hmm.
becoming
Amen.
Disciples of Christ. Disciples of Christ mean to be Christ-like.
Amen.
Amen.
To grow in
Amen.
Christian.
Amen. But Kevin made a good point, though,
mm-hmm.
that we seem to, after salvation, it seemed like the ball game is over, more
right.
or less. We don't press the growth, the maturity in Christ,
right.
Which is not to be found at a halfway point.
No, mm-hmm.
It's all the way to Christ.
That's right.
And
that's
when
right.
you come to Christ, then we can begin the growth process, the maturity process.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that's important to note that we kind of get so far in the stream and stop, you know, mm-hmm, rather mm-hmm. than pressing the whole word of God. Amen.
Paul is a perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. Even at his level, in way in which God used him to write the Bible and the things of his will, yes. he still said, I'm pressing.
Yes.
I'm going towards forward.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not looking back. I'm okay. constantly pressing toward the mark.
Yes.
That's
yes.
constant growth.
Yes.
I mean, Paul could have easily said, well, you know, I done set up the church in Ephesus. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now I'm going to just kind of lay back. But right. there's constant spiritual growth as Christians as we constantly are out.
Right.
We're out constantly of right. this world.
Right. But and we have to be taught that enough mm-hmm. so that we can learn that.
Right. Amen. Right. Yeah, that's the point. Right.
And that's what, and especially, you know, I think all of us, we're no geniuses. I'm not myself. Maybe no, you guys are no, a high from. Level of spiritual attainment. But I haven't, you know, but I've talked to enough of our people mm-hmm. to know that we're lacking.
Yeah.
In our understanding mm-hmm. of the Word of God.
Yes.
I'm talking about yes. church people that have been in church for 20 and 30 years, but they have such a limited knowledge mm-hmm. of God's Word. And brother, I think that has hurt us.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
As a people, as a community, mm-hmm. that has hurt mm-hmm. us tremendously. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, there's no such thing as standing still. You're no. either going no. forward. Are you going backwards? Going
back. Right. Well, Pastor, we have, you know, our Lord and Savior, our precious Lord Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. As an example to Nicodemus, he said, you must be born again. That's yes. first. You must be born mm-hmm. again. That's first.
Starting point.
But the church today, and have been for several generations now, mm-hmm. say all you got to do is accept. All you got to do is believe. Accept and believe. And we know to a certain extent, all that has its place, but he says you must be born again, you mm-hmm. know, and mm-hmm. when we're constantly telling people that their souls are just fine, and once you pray that prayer or make that confession, mm-hmm. you can never lose it. We're misleading the people.
Let mm-hmm. me jump in here on that one. You know, I listened yesterday. You know, we got two candidates running for office here.
Right, yes, right.
One of them said, I'm going to make America great again. So what are you saying? That America has got problems.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the other one said, America is good.
Yeah.
America is already great.
Already great.
We got, that's deception, brother. We got a problem. We're in trouble here. America is in trouble.
We are.
Deep trouble. In trouble with God, in trouble with other neighboring countries that mm-hmm. we once had a great alliance with. Mm-hmm. But yet one is saying everything is hunky-dory. Mm-hmm. And the other one said, man, we're in trouble. I need to make this country great again. You know. But we got to admit, first of all, that we got a problem.
Amen.
Before we can begin to solve the problem. Okay, well, let me ask this question. If we, you know, okay, Pharaoh said, now, it's okay for you guys to go, but just don't go all the way.
Right.
Don't go too far.
Too far.
Can you really be saved and know the Lord? Mm. And purposely go beyond, go short of what God requires of us? Can you really be saved and just go to church? I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Well, that Amen. Goes Amen. Into 1 John 2:15.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He says here, and you tell me what it sounds like to you.
Okay.
Love not the world, mm-hmm. neither, mm-hmm. neither,
mm-hmm.
neither the things are in the world.
Okay.
If any man love the world, mm-hmm. love the world, mm-hmm. the love of the Father is not in him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. That's kind of cut and dry. There's no gray area, right?
No gray area.
No gray
area. Right. And
I think that's
what's happening is that as Christians,
mm-hmm.
we're hiding in this gray area that's comfortable.
Okay.
Because spiritual growth is uncomfortable.
It is.
Amen.
And when we go through that, Pastor call it a cutting.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit's conviction. Pruning, when we go through that mm-hmm. cutting, mm-hmm. it's uncomfortable.
Very.
So therefore, it's just better for me to stay in this gray area.
Yes.
You know, that's the mentality of most Christians.
Not as painful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that goes right back. That gray area we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We can use another word to describe it,
mm-hmm.
and that's lukewarm.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. We can call it lukewarm. And right. we know what the Lord said about a lukewarm Amen. Christian.
Yes.
Amen. And you will Amen. Be spewed out of his mouth.
Amen.
Isn't that sad?
Amen.
There are Christians that yes. make God sick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He said, I will spew you out.
Yes.
Lukewarm Christians right. make God sick.
Well, to answer your question, Pastor, I don't think it's possible
to be a Christian.
I don't think it's possible to be a true Christian.
You can be religious though.
Oh yeah.
Spiritual.
You can be that now. You can be that. You can be as religious as you want to be.
Okay.
But that, like Brother Mill just said a little while ago, 99.5 just ain't gonna do. It just won't do.
And that goes back to you know what the word said in James 4:4. If any man be a friend of the world, right, he's intimate with Christ.
He's the enemy of God.
See, and we as believers, as Christians,
yes,
we're supposed to be Christ-like.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of our young believers, too, have been hurt and damaged by, okay, you know, like we were just talking a few minutes ago,
mm-hmm,
and with what Minister Kevin read.
Yes,
you know, but if I don't know the word, ain't nobody taught me the word.
Right.
Ain't nobody pointed me in the right direction.
Yes,
to study and meditate on God's word,
then
I'm gonna feel like I can still go back and hang with the word.
But what the world do?
Amen.
Right. Ain't you glad though that Jesus didn't go halfway or
Part
of the way, amen,
absolutely,
to Calvary?
Amen. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why it should be our joy.
Yes.
And our privilege
to go all the way.
Stand on the truth of God.
Yes. But to go all the way now, all the way, which is God's requirement of his people, to come out completely.
Completely.
To go all the way is a suffering way, though.
That's right. There you go.
We know what's all the way. Mm-hmm. It's very uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
Amen. So that's why a lot of people shun going
all the way
into that distant land like that.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen.
That's right. But if the instructions were written by the Lord, Wouldn't it be right to say it has to be done his way?
Yes.
You know, it can't be his instructions done our way.
Right.
You know, for it to be effective, you know, that's disobedience.
And I think we feel sometimes that if I go all the way, then I'm going all the way by myself. Mm-hmm. But we're not. We got to. God gives us his power and his
strength. Amen.
His strength, his leadership.
Right.
We're not doing it by
ourselves. Amen.
And I think that's what, when people look at, I just don't feel like going all the way because I feel I'm afraid, you know, it's just uncharted waters and I don't know what to face. But we know he said, Lo, I'm with you what?
Always.
Even to what?
To the end.
So if he began to call us out, which he do, God calls his people now. Well, they didn't walk out of there.
That's right.
No.
That's right.
And see, you know, part of that suffering is like the Apostle Paul said. He said, I pray that I may know him.
Yes. Right.
And the power of his resurrection.
Right,
yes,
sir. Right.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And the fellowship of his suffering.
That is.
Fellowship.
Fellowship of his suffering.
Okay.
See, that's
okay.
Keyword. That's right.
That's what a lot of brothers and sisters don't want to go all the way with.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
See, that's the suffering what the enemy put on you.
Right.
And that's God's will that you go through some stuff.
Yes, yes.
And that is to strengthen your faith. Amen. And to mature you in the word of God.
That's right. The Bible teaches that suffering brings obedience.
It does. Amen. In Romans 12:1 says that we to present ourselves a living sacrifice. Unto the Lord.
Yes.
Just as he did.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
But we don't want to completely, totally give ourselves. And that's that halfway point. That's not far away, y'all. That's what the enemy said. Just take a little step, a few steps, you know.
Well, Pastor, don't you think a lot of Christians miss out on blessings.
Yes.
Many blessings by not being willing to suffer for the sake of Christ. Now, we're not talking about you just going out there and doing foolish things and bringing wrath against you because of that. But if we're suffering for Christ's sake, it's blessing there. It's tremendous blessing there.
But when he calls us out completely, that means that we're going to have to turn our backs to a lot of the favorite holidays.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like for instance, we know we're right at the threshold of Halloween.
Right.
Yes.
And my brother, when you just to look at the criticism we've gotten already, I'm in a new neighborhood, and a couple of them want to know when I'm going to put my decoration up. And I said to myself, I didn't tell them, but you can hold your breath on that one. You know? I don't do Halloween. I don't do Halloween. But they look at you like you're strange.
When
you say you don't do Halloween.
What's wrong with you?
Or you don't do Christmas, you know, and you don't do this and you don't do that. You setting yourself up to be criticized. You're going to be criticized.
Amen.
But that's the price we pay when we go all the way.
All the way.
Christ paid the price. We paid the price.
Amen. Amen. My personal assessment, as you pass by and you see the advertising on the marquees of the churches.
Okay.
Those that are having festival night, trunk or treat.
Yes.
We can safely say or just guess what kind of teaching is going on at that church. We can kind of gauge the vibe and the ambiance of the mentality of the ministry of that church. Any of them,
right,
who's
right.
trunking and treating week? All right. That's just me saying that, though.
Right.
That's just me saying.
We have to look at this too now, and they think that they have the established church or the new.
Yeah, right.
They think that they have cleaned Halloween up so much to we can look at it and see something holy in it. But Minister Dudley says it all the time. You have to look at the origin of that thing.
That's right. You have to look
at where this thing originated.
The DNA.
Absolutely.
You can't change the DNA.
That's it.
Amen. It's pagan all the way. And I've shared with you guys, you know, see, when God calls to go all the way, you know, we want to obey God, right, rather
Amen.
Than man.
Amen.
And in the last church I pastored, you know, that when I first went there, and just kind of looking the place over, checking out every nook and cranny in the place, here's a casket down in the basement.
Wow.
And when I saw that casket in the basement, I inquired. I said, what is the casket doing in the basement here? Well, that's for Halloween celebration. And my statement was immediately, it has got to go. It has got to go because God has not given us a spirit of fear. God's given us boldness. And not only that, we don't celebrate. God is not God of the dead.
Amen.
But
Amen.
God is the God of the living.
Amen.
Halloween
Amen.
Is a celebration of the dead.
The dead. Amen.
And we don't do dead, y'all.
We
do live
dealing with life.
We do. But at that point, I thought maybe at that point it seemed like they figured to throw me back out that door right now. That's just how tense it was because the other pastor had been there 30 years, they said, and he didn't object. Now, why are you, a young whippersnapper, why are you coming in? Well, the reason I came in and the reason I had to take that stance is because I've gone all the way.
Amen.
And they didn't go very far. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Nick.
Hey, listen, I was just thinking. I've been reading in Judges. I'm not good with the names yet.
Okay.
But do you know in the chapter where God told them to go out and wipe everybody out? And it was an incomplete assignment that they did, but he told them that he was going to be a thorn in their side
if they don't.
That's right. Israel suffered for many, 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 many years.
Yes.
I have been reading that. And that just goes to show
the
importance of that's right.
Amen.
You didn't kill everybody, but he said everybody has to be killed. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that brings us back to our reason for this broadcast, brother. We're concerned about our people.
I am concerned about
the state of our people.
Is our
stance, our halfway stance, or not far enough stance, which we've seemed to have taken, has it caused us to suffer tremendously?
Amen.
Yes.
My opinion, it has, Pastor, and that it's brought about a feeling of entitlement that has us in this place where we are today. It is disheartening to see our young men murdering each other on a daily basis in the streets, and the lack of respect and immorality because that we wasn't willing to go all the way, all the way out.
The example that was set before them, you know, like
Amen.
As a young guy, I spent all my life in church, and like I said, I'm nearly 70 years old, but I can remember as a kid the whispering in the church.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Deacon going with this person. The deacon got babies by this lady. She's in the choir, you know, and all this stuff was going on at one time, and, you know, and it wasn't addressed.
Amen.
You know, and I think we're suffering tremendously because we didn't take the word of God as serious because it seemed like they didn't take it serious. You know, all kind of ear things was, you know, taking
Amen.
Place, you know.
Amen.
So, yes, I think, I believe there may be a lot of other reasons why the racial murder per population, the
per capita,
per capita population, is so high
among our people.
In the prisons,
yeah, mm-hmm.
slap full, yes. brother. There's got to be a spiritual reason,
yes,
amen,
yes.
for this,
amen.
Well, Pastor, we have so many people just directly. We see the numbers, we see it, and we've seen it like that for years. Mm-hmm. But they say it's because of racism.
Okay,
they just pick us for that. That very reason.
Yes.
That's racism you're talking yes. about.
You left yeah. out
now,
slavery.
Slavery and racism.
Yeah.
But what about my accountability? Mm-hmm. Me yes. being responsible for what I've done.
That's Amen. Right.
When Amen. Does that kick in? We never hear any of that.
That's right. That's right. No hear any of that at all. But you know, another thing I hear they say, well, you know, we you know, even my people, you know, mm-hmm. I'm kind of like a fanatic, I guess, to a lot of my people. And most of my people have gone to church, you know, all their life. But, you know, they don't mind you hallelujah on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
But now if you go into the place, into the house, and yeah. on a Monday.
Oh, yeah. man.
And you got too many of them hallelujahs, thank you,
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know.
Is today Sunday?
Yes, yes, yes. That's what we hear. You know, we encourage personal evangelism here on our spare time.
Yes.
In the streets, in the marketplace, at work. That's what we do at Great Commission.
Amen.
And just like Minister Milton said, it don't take all that. Why are you talking about this at work? It ain't Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason why I'm talking about it, because you may need it Friday when you're out there.
Amen.
You just might need this Friday. That's
Amen.
Why I'm not talking. Right. You know?
You know, and I was thinking, too, you know, when you was reading a while back,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of our problems in the church nowadays, it's like Israel when mm-hmm. they came out of Egypt.
Yes.
The Bible said they came out as a mixed multitude.
Mixed multitude.
Okay. Amen. I see it right? in okay. some many of our churches today. Mm-hmm. That's what we got.
The mixed
we
multitude.
Got a mixed multitude of non-believers and believers.
That's
and
right.
Non-believers are taking over, and the yes. believers are not speaking up and standing firm
right.
on God's word
right.
and
Man,
what he
brother,
say.
Yes,
right,
sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's hurting us. Yes.
And that in that mixed multitude were those that constantly hopped on going back.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember the leek and the garlic. Oh, man, I missed that. This stuff God feeding us, man. Hey, this stuff passe here. What is this here, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They want to go back, you know? And I think we got a lot of people in the church. That identifies with this mixed multitude,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and they not only want to go back, they do go back.
Absolutely.
In and out.
In and out.
Absolutely.
When they go, get ready.
Amen.
And most of them have that attitude of today ain't Sunday.
Oh, yes.
Why are we talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you, you know, doing this and that? Because today ain't Sunday. And usually when we hang up our hats on Sunday, I call it Monday morning church. Monday morning church, we totally different, ain't it?
That's right. That's right.
Sunday I was falling out, but Monday morning church,
Monday
boy, I'm somebody else.
That's right.
That's right.
That's a halfway. That's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And God is not happy with that, brother.
Amen.
But this is where we are today, and I think our communities, our churches, our people are suffering tremendously, mm-hmm. and because God, we know God wasn't pleased with that halfway stance that Israel took,
mm-hmm.
you know. So why should it? Has God changed, brothers?
There you go.
No,
there
is
you
God go. The yeah. same yesterday, today, and forever? Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
That's what he said.
You know, we have to continue to witness to our brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You know, I mean, you know, we realize that they don't want to hear it sometimes.
That's true.
But, you know, we have to continue so that seed will be planted.
Yes.
Like Paul did with Agrippa.
Amen.
He said, almost.
Yeah.
He was there at that point and could have come on out.
Right.
Or could have came on and received.
Right.
Lord,
mm-hmm. Right.
But he said, I almost believe.
Almost persuaded.
When Paul got word also about the man who was indulging in the sexual immorality with his father's wife.
Right, mm-hmm. right, right.
Paul said right then, we got to deal with this. And us churches.
Yes.
Us as churches, we have to deal with these issues they're cancerous and they're going to grow.
That's right.
And they're going to hurt your ministry and your testimony.
Amen.
You know that it's a reproach to the gospel. That's why we have to deal with these things as men and women of Christ.
That's right. Amen. That's right. That's
well,
right.
Back to what Minister Milt said about Paul and Agrippa.
Okay. Yeah.
Where he was almost persuaded.
Oh, yes.
We have to be honest with ourselves that our will is involved in this too.
Okay.
And almost persuaded means that's a nice way of saying I just don't want to.
Right.
That's basically what you're saying.
Right. Right.
You know, at that time, Agrippa understood.
Oh, yeah.
Agrippa understood. He heard him. The Holy Spirit was doing his part.
You're moving on it.
Right.
Yeah. Moving on.
And basically, Agrippa said, look, man, I just don't want to. And that's what's involved today.
Amen.
Most of us don't want to. Our will is just not totally submitted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brother Pierce, don't the Bible call that the unpardonable sin?
Mm-hmm.
Holy Ghost, resisting the Holy Spirit when he moves upon you and like that? Yes. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes. We don't know when the scripture says that the Holy Spirit will not always strive.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where's the cutoff point? How many times can we resist him?
Right, right.
And reject him before God says, well, that's enough for him.
That's right.
Let's move right along, you know. And but God is calling for a total commitment from his people. Not almost persuaded. Be almost persuaded, just ain't persuaded
not
at all.
Not enough. Total submission.
And that's where a lot of people in the church today, that's where they are. But that's not God's best for us. Amen?
Amen.
And like I said, we talked about the lukewarmness. And that Jesus don't care. He don't care. He want us to be hot.
Hot.
That means tell it everywhere.
That's right.
Everywhere
Amen.
We go.
Amen.
Sharing Amen. Christ 24/7. I don't have an off day when it comes to talking about the Lord.
Amen.
I don't have the pleasure, the leisure.
Jesus didn't have off day, did he?
No.
Not
at all.
Amen.
Not at all.
He said, go into the vineyard and work.
Amen.
And what's right
here? What's right here, Pastor?
So this is the vineyard. We're working here, y'all. We're on duty. 24/7.
Amen.
We are supposed to be on duty.
Amen.
But a lot of us, like I say, in the church, we just thought it's Sunday only. Like saying, I know it's Sunday because the way you dress.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Got to be Sunday because you got your Sunday going to meet on.
You're glad rag.
Yeah, we
got to be Sunday.
We kind of messed that up, didn't we?
Yeah, definitely.
They can't tell whether we go.
Right.
Every day is Sunday, man.
When the Lord save you, just and then we all know this, and anyone else who's experienced salvation.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's because of nothing you deserve.
Thank you
did nothing to earn it.
Absolutely.
So
thank you, Lord.
How do you ever reach a point where you're not joyous enough about that to speak of the Lord?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes,
to
yes.
speak of his goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's already told us. See, God adds to the church as he sees fit. And we know the church is not a building.
It's not an established
club.
No, no.
It's not any
souls,
of that.
Called out souls.
That's what it is. And
Amen.
God adds to it as he sees fit.
That's
so
right.
how
That's
would
right.
any one of us know who the target with this good news?
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Huh? So we have to.
We
just
share it everywhere.
We know it's life changing.
Sure.
We know
sure.
it's heart changing.
That's right.
And that's what changes your actions.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
That's what changes your actions.
That's right. But Amen. Our constant rejection of God's word in our churches, the local churches, and to preach the whole gospel. Now,
Amen.
A smidgen. They preach a portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about it's kind of a mixture of, like you said last week, a mixture of the gospel and the black liberation theology.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a mixture here, social gospel and the gospel of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
And it's like the leaven, the little leaven.
Mm-hmm. Leaven's the whole. But when you got it like that, Pastor, when it's mixed like that,
yes.
How do you determine which is the premier? What am I going? Am I going to deal with put the social issues first?
Yeah.
Or the gospel of Christ?
Okay.
See, the social issues is dealing with what I'm going through right now.
Well, maybe the Holy Spirit will work with us. The Holy Spirit knows. Maybe the Holy Spirit understands my heart, and he knows that I believe in the gospel, but I've got to touch on these social issues also.
Mm.
But now maybe he'll work with me on that. We can come. Maybe the Holy Spirit compromise.
Good luck with that one.
Good luck.
Good luck with that one. Good luck with that one.
Amen. But you know, it's a kind of tough position to be in, though, brothers. Mm. You know, just think now. You just went so far, and God called for you to go all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now at that point, God ain't happy with you. And the devil ain't happy with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a tough position to be in. Amen.
Wow. Amen.
Wow. Amen. Amen.
Wow.
And but here's the sad part about it. Mm-hmm. If he catch you in that position, you know, he'll go after you. And according to Luke 11 there, he'll come back and check and see what you look like, mm-hmm. you know, in wow. a halfway house.
Okay.
And if he don't see, he's found it swept and garnished, the Bible says.
Wow.
Huh? Right. Ain't been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Oh.
Huh? Ain't been Holy Ghost filled.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said now, he gonna catch you in that halfway point, and he gonna load the gun with mm-hmm. seven demons more wicked
wow.
than himself.
Wow.
And when he come at you now, for being in that almost persuaded position, that mm-hmm. halfway position, when he come at you now,
done.
He bring the big gun.
You're done.
He bring the big gun.
Right.
And if
that's
God
right.
don't have mercy on us
Amen.
In that indecisive
Amen.
Place
Amen.
That we are, not totally giving our hearts and minds to the Lord to serve him regardless, mm-hmm. then, brother, I'm going to tell you, if God don't have mercy on us,
that's right.
when the
that's
devil
right.
come back,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, we're going to be in trouble.
Amen.
And I think
Amen.
A lot of us are in trouble today.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I rode along coming to church and coming to the broadcast, and this young fellow pulled up beside me, man, and I never heard such music. And
Ooh.
Well, yes, I have, I guess, mm-hmm. but look like it just it sounds even worse now.
Mm-hmm.
But the music our young kids are listening at, but it is satanic.
Satanic.
It is satanic.
Mm-hmm.
It's no doubt about that, my brothers.
Well, the
and,
devil
but look
had
like
a
the devil.
Toehold, Pastor.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes. But look like to me, he has come back and brought.
Amen.
He called our community.
Go,
he
sleeping.
Called our people mm-hmm. in a position of halfway,
mm-hmm.
and he decided he'll load the gun because our behavior is outrageous.
Amen. Amen.
It really
I
is.
I mean, it's beyond sin is sin, y'all. Mm-hmm. And I know we know about sin, don't we?
Yeah.
Amen.
But
Amen.
I've seen outrageous.
Yes.
Behavior
yes,
that has
yes.
to have a touch of demonic.
Touch
yeah.
of demonic.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes, yes. And I believe it's because of our disobedience and being straddled the fence, more or less. Amen?
Amen.
Look
Amen.
At some of the doctrines. Now, let's talk about some of the doctrines now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I had these people that are in these halfway positions, because I talk to them all the time. Mm. They're church people now. They go to church.
Okay.
Right. Been in church all, singing the choirs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh? Some of them, you know, working all phases of the activities in the church. Some
right.
of them in the pulpit.
Yeah, from mm-hmm. pastors on down, right.
Pastors mm-hmm. all the
oh,
way
yes.
down.
Yes.
But when
yes.
you start asking them about certain positions, now, because we know there's one notable pastor that everybody loves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the world, most seem like they love him. But he denies the Trinity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Huh? Yeah. How can you deny the Trinity?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When John, 1 John 5 and 7 talk about the three witnesses.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. Praise mm-hmm. God. But there are a lot of them, they will just say, oh, well, I don't... I ain't too much on that Trinity. I don't too much. How can you be saved?
How can you? That's
you
going to
find that for me, Brother Kevin?
That's the question. Mm. That's the question.
How can
you be saved, Pastor? That's the question.
How can mm-hmm. you truly be saved and then you deny the Trinity?
The Trinity.
This dynamic team God has put together
Amen.
To bring salvation to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, read that, please.
1 John 1:5-7 reads, "For there are three
mm-hmm.
that bear record in heaven."
Yes, yes, yes.
The Father,
mm-hmm.
the Word,
mm-hmm.
and the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
and these
three are one.
Okay.
Well, but they'll jump up and say, "Well, the word Trinity is not
the
in the
word
Bible.
Trinity."
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
but the concept, yes. is this three here?
That's
right.
Three.
Is that
that's
a Trinity?
Fine. That's three. Amen.
Amen.
That's
but they will deny that.
Mm-hmm.
They will deny that.
Amen.
And evolution versus creation is
one. Oh, that's a big one.
Man,
that's
a
big
one. They don't believe. Go ahead,
Pastor. We can disprove that.
Okay.
If we can disprove that, then you know that's the very beginning of God's word.
Sure it is.
Because it says in the beginning, God.
Amen.
In the beginning, God.
Mm-hmm.
But if I sell you this evolution wolf ticket that
mm-hmm.
we all evolve from mm-hmm. a big blob of something or from, you know, if I can sell you this, then
yes.
that automatically takes God out the picture.
Sure. He's not tending to the day-to-day operation.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen.
And it's sad because Satan has been so successful
yes, he has.
In that field.
Sure.
To, he
sure.
got it in our class. Rooms.
Oh God, colleges.
Well, it's in
yes.
our colleges are infested.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
are infested,
so.
But he got it in our classrooms
mm-hmm.
where they have our children 8 hours a day.
Oh boy.
And indoctrinate them with
children.
This false doctrine. This is Antichrist.
Amen. Yes, it is. Yes.
This
it
is Antichrist. And if we're not teaching them at home before they get to these institutions,
right.
There's no chance.
Right.
Of them knowing truth.
And we're paying $20,000 a year for them to go and
learn. Oh, that's the least.
To learn that God
the least.
Kevin.
Another doctrine where people are halfway on
What's
is a place called hell.
Oh, boy.
To say that today is very offensive. That the God of the Bible, the loving God, has reserved a place called hell for those who have rejected Christ.
And it's so prevalent in the Word of God that God's almost redundant.
Yeah, amen. Right.
He talks about hell.
Yes. So
way more.
It's really not PC today to say that a place called hell exists. But when you talk to these people that's halfway, it's separated from the Lord, not in his loving grace. You know, it's never a hard line biblical teaching that for those who reject Jesus Christ for salvation has a reservation and a place called hell.
And when y'all was just speaking then about the Trinity, Pastor,
the
Holy Spirit put this in my heart. It stays in my spirit.
Yes.
And it's 1 Timothy 3rd chapter verse 16.
Yes.
He said, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
Yes, yes.
God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up to glory.
Amen. Amen.
Without controversy.
Right, without controversy.
Yeah, that's the Trinity.
Yeah. Right.
That's
the Trinity. Right.
Amen.
But here on earth, it's confusion about it.
That's right. He says without controversy. Yes,
without controversy.
And major organizations like maybe Jehovah's Witness and a few others, they just tell you right out, no hell.
Yeah.
A lot of organizations, a lot of church, quote unquote, church organizations have pushed hell aside.
Amen.
And how can you choose some of the Bible and don't take the whole road?
The whole road.
Eat the whole.
Absolutely. Well, see, that goes to a whole nother subject about being halfway, the authority of the Bible.
Okay.
We taught a long time ago. There's an attack on the Bible.
That's right.
What we believe and all should believe as Christians is that the authority of the Bible is what we live by. Old and New Testament. All of life issues can be settled in the Bible. I believe there's an example of everything that you can experience in life in the Bible. I do believe that.
Very legitimate question, brothers, and maybe one of y'all can answer this for me.
If we
can't believe the whole Bible, the entire Bible, word for word, then who is it that determines which parts we believe?
Very good question.
Oh, yes.
That's a good question.
That is a good question. That's a good question.
That,
you start another denomination.
Under that, huh?
Amen. You know when Brother Tony said that, then it reminded me of an ex co-worker of mine, and he was a Seventh-day Adventist.
Yes,
and he was another one that didn't believe in hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, brother, I said, what Bible are you reading?
Yes.
I said, hell is in the Bible.
Yes,
Lord has told you. I mean, he called it the pit.
Sure.
I mean, several names for hell.
Several fire.
That's right. And I'm like, he's reading the Bible, but like you just saying, and
he halfway.
He's reading half of the Bible.
Right. He's reading half of it.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Right. That's right.
Absolutely. And when you've put so much stock into what man tells you this means, like Joseph Smith, Charles Taze Rutherford, Russell. When you put so much stock in, are you following God or are you following man?
Amen. That's the question. Day.
Amen.
Who's our leader here?
That's absolutely.
And brother, I'm just thanking God that Jesus Christ is my leader.
Thank you.
Our leader here depends on what topic we're talking about.
Okay.
That, you know, where so it depends.
Where does it fit? Okay. That's right.
But even on the prevalent issues today, which has been, you know, thrust to the front of the discussions today in the world, homosexuality, they waffle on that.
Yes.
There's some church people now.
I mean,
it's just love. Love is love.
Love
you know?
Everybody.
But the Bible don't say love is love.
That's right.
You know?
No.
But a lot of them hold a position that, you know, we shouldn't criticize them. You know, they just, you know, these are our sons and daughters, and we ought to embrace them. How can we embrace that which is not true, brother?
That's right.
Amen.
We can. Embrace a lie.
Another good question that Brother Tonio would ask.
What's that now?
Why hasn't the Bible shown an example of a homosexual couple?
Oh, yes.
All through the Bible, there is no example
okay,
of a homosexual couple. Why? Right. If it's so positive. If it's so positive.
We have a certain group, though, who try and twist scripture to extent to say that David, King David, and Jonathan is an example.
Yeah.
But that's
the closest they get.
Yeah. We know that's perversion of scripture right there. Mm-hmm. Right here in our very own city, family. Mm-hmm. We have a case going on right now where a young lady who's she's strung out on heroin, and she was pregnant.
Okay.
And the authorities got wind. They had her locked up for some other charge, but they got wind that she ingested heroin 12 hours before delivering her child. And the baby was a stillborn. The baby was dead born. Now, she had been to the doctor, and the baby was doing fine. And now, the kicker is they're trying to determine whether to charge her with chemical endangerment of a child, or murder through that avenue, or just straight murder, or whatever. But now, I can go straight to Planned Parenthood and kill my baby just simply because it's my decision to kill this. How can you acknowledge this baby being a child when there's a drug induced death. And me just going in there willingly killing it? Lord, how do you distinguish the difference? Both of those are killing a child, are they not?
Amen.
But that explains the halfwayness.
Okay. Yeah. Not too far.
Right. Some things apply. Some things don't. Now, if I come in here tomorrow and teach a Bible lesson, dress like a cat. I got all my makeup on as a cat, and I think I'm a lizard, and I done put all the scales on my face. Y'all will run me up out of here. But if I come here with breasts and hair and long wig and say my name is Wilhelmina, y'all will accept it. Isn't that the mentality of the world today?
Anywhere else, if I
want to cut my hand off, they would say Kelvin is mutilating himself. But if I want to cut my private parts off, it's okay.
But you know, Kevin, you know, many people in the church would refute what you said a while ago, showing in the Bible where there is
a homosexual couple.
Because they say in Genesis there, when the brothers said, "We just want to know you." they just wanted to shake hands.
They just wanted to show love. They just wanted to put their arms around. That's all they really wanted.
I done met people like y'all in the street. It's always something else. So my question now is, why, when they talk about homosexuality in the Bible, it's never in a positive manner?
Never.
Whenever they speak of same-sex attraction, homosexuality, it's always negative.
But the not too far crowd in the church, they have embraced this stand in the middle there on this. You know, these are our children. We must love our children. We cannot cast them aside. We cannot, just set them apart. We got to show them love. Yes, but we have to tell them the truth also.
Amen. That's right. Truth is love.
Do we have to love their sin as well?
No.
Okay.
And getting back to that, brothers, you know, it's like these halfway Christians that don't want to go all the way.
Okay.
It's like they're forgetting about the Word of God.
Amen.
And what the Word of God says.
Authority of the Bible.
All scriptures are given by inspiration of God.
Amen.
And it's profitable for reproof and doctrine.
All scripture. And we know that because we love all scripture.
Amen.
We've covered it from Genesis to Revelation, and we know it's beautiful, y'all. Every verse, even the part that convicts us.
That's right.
It's still beautiful.
Right.
Amen.
Them the best part.
Amen. Okay, bro. Let's 2 Timothy 3:5. Somebody get that for me quickly. Let's read 2 Timothy 3:5 because Paul describes a group of people that have gone just a portion of the way, not too far. They have a form of godliness.
Just a form
of godliness. But they deny God's transforming power. Mm-hmm. And he lists a lot of these things that they refuse to believe that God will transform us. Mm-hmm. From these things, amen? Look at that. Let's begin at 1 there and read all the way down to 5. Give me somebody. Mm-hmm.
It said, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come."
Last days.
Last days.
"For men shall be lovers of their own selves."
That's right.
"Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy,
Lord.
Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers, mm-hmm. of those that are good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Traitors, heady, high-minded.
Boy.
Lovers of pleasure more than mm-hmm. lovers of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Having a form of God.
Oh, that's a form.
But denying the power thereof.
Mm-hmm.
For such turn away.
Wow.
Turn away from them.
Turn away.
Get away from.
Huh?
Amen.
They in the church now. These talking uh-huh. about people. These people coming in and out of the church, Paul talking yeah. about.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
But they have a form. Now they're working in the church.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
But they still involved in some of these sins that he mm-hmm. catalog here,
right. Oh, yeah. Right.
And they're not accepting God's deliverance because they at that halfway point.
That's mm-hmm. right.
They have
That's
completely right. surrendered mm-hmm. their mm-hmm. hearts and lives to the Lord.
To the Lord.
And so they existed on the farm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They just kind of winging it on the farm.
Yeah.
But what good is the form of godliness
mm.
without the power?
That's
transforming
That's
power
That's
of
it.
God in
That's
our
it.
Life.
Yes.
Brother, I'm going to tell you, I've been born again. I thank God for it.
Amen.
My
Amen.
Life has been changed.
Amen.
And some of these same catalog of sins I've been involved in, brother.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
We all, amen. When you talk about love of yourself, I was thinking the other day when I was looking at TV and the guy was trying to get people to come down and buy some $1,000 rims for a car and so you can look good in your car. $1,000 rims, and if you ain't got the money, you can rent the own.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, all to project yourself.
Right.
Brother, is that loving yeah. yourself in your
that's
car?
It. That's
a $1,000, and the same folk won't put me $10 in church, y'all. $1,
that's
or $5.
Right. That's right.
Huh?
That's right. And covetousness gonna send a line around the building.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's gonna keep them a line around the building.
Glory to
yes, that's what it's all about, you know. And then another place that Pastor Brother Milton just read, the
okay.
Bible said, mm-hmm. "And such were some of you."
That's yeah. right. We
so
know
such
we
were some of you. So that's evidence that these things can be overcome.
But the transforming power,
right?
They deny the power.
Mm-hmm.
They have settled
okay,
in with this,
that's
and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that when we truly accept the Lord, the power come with it.
Amen.
He told disciples
Amen.
To wait in the upper room
mm-hmm.
until I give you what?
The whole
power.
That's power
from
it.
On high.
On high.
Don't
that's
try
it.
To do this work. Don't
that's
try
right.
to serve in the choir. Don't try to Mm-mm. be a preacher. Don't try to teach Sunday school.
So
don't try
power.
To be a superintendent of
so
Sunday school.
Power.
Until you have power.
Amen.
In your life. And
Amen.
This is the void we have in the church today.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
A lot
That's
of people right. working. They got a good form.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they look good.
Oh,
look good.
Yeah. Dressed up.
The preachers look good in their robe with their crosses
Amen.
On them.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? But where is the power?
Amen.
To transform not only your life, but other lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Am I a conduit? God want to use me and you as a conduit.
Mm-hmm.
The power can flow through us.
That's right. That's
to somebody
Amen.
Else.
Amen.
And
Amen.
When God see fit to,
that's right.
to hit the switch,
Amen.
Y'all.
Amen. You know, and that made me think about Pastor a message I ministered years ago.
Okay.
And it was from that same particular passage.
Okay.
And the title was Dressed Up,
mm-hmm.
But Not Delivered.
But, okay, right. Dressed
they,
up.
They're having a form, God. Yeah,
right.
They look
Dressed
holy.
Up, huh?
They look sanctimonious.
Yes, yes.
But ain't got no power.
Mm-hmm.
No power. Can't,
Amen.
Can't cast out or deal with nothing
mm-hmm.
because
right.
they don't have the power.
Right.
His power.
Right.
Amen.
So they're working. A lot of people work. But
mm-hmm.
like say, that's mockery in a way, though, brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
you hadn't accepted God's full package.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Huh?
That's
you,
right.
You're running, but you hadn't accepted the full package that God has said before us, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And we kind of like that old fig tree that Jesus, I mean, how many of y'all remember the fig tree
amen.
In Matthew 21?
Right.
Yes,
huh? And they look good. That's that
That's
fig
right.
tree. The
That's
Bible
right.
said Jesus was kind of hungry, wasn't he?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Huh? Kevin, you got that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, will you read some of that for us?
Mm-hmm.
19 and 20.
And when he saw a fig tree
fig
in the
tree.
Way,
yes.
he came to it and found nothing thereon,
nothing.
But leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever.
Wow. Mm. Cursed it.
Forever.
Cursed forever.
And presently,
right.
the fig tree withered away.
Uh-huh.
And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away?
Well, but brother, can we say that there's a danger?
Yes, it is.
In impersonating a
yes,
Christian.
It is. Amen. Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Can we say
yes,
that?
It is. But now, our Lord gave us discernment with this salvation He gave us, and that grows mm-hmm. by the study of His Word.
Yes.
And
it, yes.
the Bible says, "You shall know them by their fruit."
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And as Christians,
Amen.
As
yes.
men and women of God, we should.
But
be
that's
fruit
judging, though, ain't it, brother? Is that they say that's judging?
Well,
that's,
I mean,
that's being a fruit inspector.
That's a such thing as a righteous judgment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, righteous judgment.
You know, and the Bible called for us to do something.
That's
Amen.
True. That's Amen. True. That's true. How can we be effective in our missionary work? Mm-hmm. Amen. If we don't examine fruits,
that's amen.
Right. I mean, that's brother, right. you know, that's I mean, right. you've been like a blind hog in a pig pen, more or less, man. We need to have some discernment as we go forth.
We have
know?
To,
mm-hmm. and you know, what's sad about what hurts me is that these same people that have gone just so far mm-hmm. and not all the way mm-hmm. as God requires. You can't tell these people that they ain't saved.
Oh, no, 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 no.
You want an argument Man. On your hand? Mm-hmm. You tell these folks, brothers, you need to know the Lord. Mm. Well, you know I'm going to heaven. I am telling, I know if anybody go, I know I'm going. Well,
Pastor, you just did a series. Well, you're in the midst of a mm-hmm. series right now that started out yes. with the Ethiopian man returning
yes.
home.
Sure, you do. Yes,
it
right.
starts with humility.
Yes.
He Amen. Was humble enough to say he didn't understand what he was reading.
He
That's
didn't
humility.
He didn't Amen. Know.
We don't
That's
see
right.
a lot of that in the day right. and time.
No, sir.
In this day mm-hmm. and time, we don't see much of that at all.
No, sir.
Amen.
No, sir.
You,
None.
You know, so, and that's hurting us.
Right. It is.
That's hurting us.
Well, that's the point. That's the point. We're not being non-affected by this stance we have taken
Amen.
Against the word of God.
Amen.
Right. Right. Amen. I think the effect that we are getting is no growth, and
okay.
it's trickling over into most of the congregation.
Yeah. Okay.
It's more of them yeah, than
yes.
us.
Yes. It's more them point, than bro. Us.
Amen. That's right. Amen. That's good.
But look what the Bible told us to do, though, to those who have that form and don't have the power, have not accepted the
mm-hmm.
power. The power is there. Don't fellowship with
oh,
it.
Boy.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. But now we got to balance that. We let the wheat and the chaff grow together.
Right, right, right.
We got to balance that, you know.
Right.
But that means, I think what it means is that if we have to point out to these people, usually if you point out to them the deficiencies,
mm-hmm.
you know, in their lives in a loving way, is either going to run them away.
Amen.
Or they going to try Good to get point. Closer yeah. to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Know, and another thing I was thinking about then too, Pastor, when you was mentioning that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like those that don't want to go all the way. They just halfway.
Yes. Yes.
It's like you can look around all over town.
Oh, yeah.
On
yeah.
Wednesday night.
Okay.
When it come to prayer meeting.
Prayer meeting.
The yeah. church is near.
Yeah. Right.
Don't even have half.
And most all churches like
most
that.
Most all churches like
Big
that.
Big churches like that.
Big churches like that.
Yeah.
But this is being halfway.
Yeah. Right.
You
right,
know, having right. that form.
Right. Right.
But no power.
Right.
But see, because if you love the Lord, uh-huh. then you're going to want to be in his face like yeah.
Right.
like the sister was.
But halfway,
Amen.
halfway again, brothers,
mm-hmm.
is no way.
That's right. Right.
Halfway,
that's right.
Not far enough, it's disobedience to the Lord. Am I right about
Amen.
That?
Amen. Amen. It's still disobedience.
Amen.
It's still disobedience.
But as I said a while ago, they think they okay, though.
Mm-hmm.
They think
mm-hmm.
they okay. And Samson thought he was okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. He disobeyed God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Those Israelites women look just as pretty as that painted Jezebel that he took up with, you know, Deliah.
Yeah. That's right.
But he stepped into that disobedient, not far enough
mm-hmm.
land,
mm-hmm.
and but then when he thought he had power,
oh yeah,
wasn't there.
He found out the power wasn't there.
Power
wasn't there. But these people think they got power.
Amen.
They think they have power, y'all.
Amen.
I mean, they think they bull of the wood.
Amen.
But
Amen.
Actually, they do not have no power because
no
you
power.
Cannot have power Mm-mm. when you disobey God.
Amen. Amen.
And God's word is to go forth into the wilderness and to serve Amen. Me, not far enough,
mm-hmm.
not just a little piece, mm-hmm. not just halfway religious, but mm-hmm. that's where people are most people
Today,
are in the church.
That's right.
And as a community, we are suffering tremendously because of that. Amen?
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Now, you know, in even the Judge Moore situation, now,
mm-hmm.
we Judge Moore is, we're getting a petition together. I'm working on, now I'm having to work a little bit on the cover
mm-hmm.
on my job because, you know, they don't want you to do a whole lot of
yeah,
politicking
right.
on the
job. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, I asked a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
so-called church people.
Church people.
What do you think about Judge Moore?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the sinners, the punishment that they are meted upon him, you think that's fair? You think that was the right thing? And I'm talking about, I purposely asked Christian people that
mm-hmm.
question. And you know what most of them are saying? He disobeyed the law.
Mm.
He disobeyed the law.
Mm.
Huh? And I said, well, brother, do you not know that we have a law
mm-hmm.
that God has given us?
Amen.
That we ought to adhere to?
A universal law.
A universal law. Huh? render to Caesar that which is what? Caesar. And to God,
that which is God.
I'd rather obey God.
Yes, sir.
Than
yes,
to obey man. Is that what I was saying?
That's what I was saying. Amen.
Well, yes, Judge Moore, they trumped up a law.
It's trumped up.
It's
though,
a trumped up law.
Trumped up law.
To overrule, supersede God's law,
mm-hmm.
and push it through and want to hang the judge because he stood for God's word. Now, shouldn't Christian people stand?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't stand, you got to be a halfway.
Halfway?
Or not far enough. Or no way at all. Well, halfway is no way.
Hey, that's right.
99 and a half won't do, brother. Is that what we said?
That's what we said.
I thank God that Jesus didn't go halfway to the cross.
Amen.
Amen. Huh?
Amen.
Praise God. He went all the way.
All the way.
And should we do less?
I think an example of that is render unto Caesar what Caesar's.
Okay.
No matter how much they tax me, I'm going to pay it.
Okay.
I'm going to give Caesar whatever is Caesar.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
You know, you don't want me to speed. You just want me to go 50.
50 miles per hour.
I'll go 50.
Okay.
But when you tell me that I can marry Steve
mm-hmm.
and I have to honor it.
Okay. Yeah.
You out of bounds.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather obey God
Amen. That's right.
Than
That's
man.
Right. Than man.
Because God has made a universal law concerning marriage.
Yes, he has. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you see the difference.
And look at the role marriage plays when we do things God's way in preserving, enriching the community mm-hmm. and
right.
the family.
Right.
Amen.
Society.
Amen.
Period.
Period.
Family is the bedrock of society.
Amen. Yes.
We yeah. know Amen. That. Established by God. Mm-hmm. So as goes the family, so goes the community.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Know, and as Christians, we have got to stand firm mm-hmm. on the word and the instruction of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or this thing going to continually spiral out
yes,
of control.
Yes, it will. Yes, Amen. It will. Amen. Yes, it will. No Amen. Doubt about that. Amen. Brother Nick.
Yes. Speaking on that right there, just being outside of God's will mm-hmm. and doing, we're talking about the homosexuality.
That's
thing,
right. Yes, right. Yes.
Okay. I was telling Antonio the other day, it seemed like so long ago that they voted in that, you know, man can marry.
The old bird
it seems,
fails.
Yeah, it
the
seems bird like, yeah. It yeah. seems like it was bird just fails. Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
just look how it has just destroyed this country so fast as far as the transgender roles.
Mm-hmm.
And you go
mm-hmm.
into the bathrooms mm-hmm. and, you know, it's just progress. And then it's a big, quick spiral.
Downhill spiral.
And now my son's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You okay. understand what I'm saying? I got an 8-year-old.
Okay. 8-year-old
son.
Affecting him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it offends him.
I hear that.
Amen. So we have to really, really, really pray, you all, and be obedient. Mm-hmm. We got to be obedient.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We must be obedient.
Yeah.
But thank God, brothers. God bless. This has been a very fruitful session, I believe.
Amen.
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 And let's pray that God will speak to the heart of all his people,
mm-hmm.
Especially our people in this community here, and have us to examine our lives and see where Amen. We stand with
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Are we really totally committed to him and to his word
mm-hmm.
in this very turbulent time that we live in right now?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just pray for them that God will touch hearts and God, the Lord be glorified. That's what we're concerned about. Mm-hmm. Just God be glorified. Amen.
Yeah, and anyone who may have come in on the middle of this broadcast or didn't catch it all, we just like to remind you can go to sermonaudio.com/James Dansby and pull it up and listen to it again. We encourage you to do so.
Amen.
And it's compromising the truth.
Amen. Before we close out, we're going to ask Brother Pierce. Brother Pierce, ask God's blessing upon our broadcast as we close out. Please, sir.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this broadcast, dear Lord, and we thank you for this discussion.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear Lord, yes, we pray that the listeners have opened their eyes and mm-hmm. ears to your moving spirit, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and
yes,
we
Lord.
Just, until next time, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.